देवी सुरेश्वरी भगवती गंगे त्रिभुवन तारिणी तरल तरंगे शंकर मौली विहारिणी विमले मम मातृस्थं तव पाद कमले।
भारत इज द सेक्रेड लैंड विद एंशिएंट हिस्ट्री एंड लिटरेचर, इज द लैंड ऑफ सैंटिटी एंड ऑल्सो द ओरिजिन ऑफ मेनी डिवाइन रिवर्स लाइक मदर गंगा, मदर यमुना एंड मदर सरस्वती। Each one of them have their special significance in the life of the people here. Mother Ganga is the celestial liver glorified not just in Bharat but in the three worlds, Swarga, heaven, Dharti, earth, Patal, hell. She is very exceptional because she is Vishnupade and also the one who made her home in the mated hair of Shiva. The origin of Mother Ganga is in the Gangetic plains of northern Bharat. It begins from Himalaya, Gangotri and ends in the Bay of Bengal. She has different names like Vishnupade, the one who emerged from the lotus feet of Sri Vishnu. Patita Pavani, the one who purifies the most sinful person. Roganashini, the one who cures all diseases. Mokshadayani, the one who gives liberation. Tripadgamini, the one who flows in all three planets. Swarga Ganga, Mandakini in heaven. Bhagirathi Ganga on the earth and Patal Ganga, lower planet. Bhagirathi, against the name of the king who brought her down to earth. Lakhs of people from all over the world come to this sacred river, Mother Ganga, for worship and to take a dip in the sacred waters. It is believed that by bathing in the sacred waters, one's sins are automatically removed. Many of them bring the dead remains of their family members and dissolve it in the Mother Ganga. As it is so pure and powerful, just by a touch, the person's sins are washed away and become eligible to enter into the heaven. It is also believed that even if one is miles away from Ganga, taking bath in their bathroom and calls her out with awe and reverence, Mother Ganga is present there in the form of sacred waters and gives the same benefit as one takes dip on her banks. There are many holier cities like Kashi, Varanasi, Haridwar, Kanpur, Allahabad, Patna, Rishikesh located on the banks of River Ganga. Mother Ganga is the treasure of heavenly planet. She has the capability to give mukti, liberation to the one who worships her with complete faith and takes a dip in her water. Now let's listen how the sacred waters Ganga came down to the earth from heaven. The story is taken from the ancient literature Ramayana written by Valmiki. Rishi Vishwamitra tells this story to Sri Ram and Lakshman. Rishi Vishwamitra takes Sri Ram and Lakshman from Ayodhya to fight with the demons who were causing obstacle in his sacrifice. As Sri Ram and Lakshman combat with the demons, Rishi Vishwamitra completes his sacrifice successfully. Later, Rishi Vishwamitra gets an invitation to attend Mother Sita Swayambar at Chanakpuri. He plans to take Sri Ram and Lakshman and show them the magnificent Shiv Dhanush, bow of Mahadev Shiv. On their way, they arrive on the banks of Mother Ganga. Rishi Vishwamitra and the two brothers of the Surya dynasty pay their humble respects to the sacred river. Rishi Vishwamitra tells the brothers that the very flow of the sacred river Ganga was due to the greatness of Sri Ram dynasty. Puzzled by such knowledge, Sri Ram requests the sage to elaborate. Thus, Rishi Vishwamitra narrates the following story. In the Surya dynasty, there lived a king named Sagara. He ruled over vast Kosala kingdom with his capital at Ayodhya. He had two wives, Keshini and Sumati, but they had no children. All three went to Himalayas and performed severe penance, pleasing Sri Hari. He blessed the king with many children. He said, one queen will give birth to one child who will continue the progeny, whereas another queen will give birth to 60,000 sons. It was up to the queens to decide. So, Keshini gave birth to one child called Asamanjas and Sumati gave birth to 60,000 children. As time passed, they grew up as young princes. All were great warriors and defeated many demons. Asmanjas was married. After that, he went to the forest. Later, Asmanjas' wife gave birth to Anshuma. He was very obedient. righteous, and also a great warrior. King Sagara decided to conduct 100 Ashwamedha Yagna, horse sacrifice. He selected sacred land, Rutuma, in between the Himalayas and Vindhyachal Mountain, for the magnificent sacrifice. When he was conducting the 100th sacrifice, as usual, a magnificent white horse was bought and decorated with beautiful silken clothes and golden ornaments. It passed through all the kingdoms under the supervision of Anshuma. No king dared to stop the horse, but everyone was ready to accept Anshuman as their friend. The news of the Ashwamedha Yagna reached Indra, the heavenly king. He was worried of losing his post as the ruler of the heavens. As it is mentioned in the scriptures that any Kshatriya who performs 100 Ashwamedha Yagna successfully would ascend the throne of the heavens. So, in order to prevent the last sacrifice and protect his throne, Indra disguised himself and stole the horse meant for the sacrifice and secretly left it at Kapila Muni's ashram. Right in front of their eyes, Anshuman and his soldiers saw the horse vanished. They were surprised. They searched everywhere but couldn't find it. So, they went and informed the situation to King Sagara. King Sagara then instructed all his 60,000 sons to find and retrieve the horse. They first searched the earth extensively but did not find it. Then they went to Patal Lok, the lowest planet in the universe. There they found the horse wandering near Kapila Muni's hermitage. They assumed that Kapila Muni had stolen the horse and they started insulting and disturbing his meditation. Kapila Muni glared at them and in an instant, all 60,000 were reduced to a pile of ashes by his magical ability. Meanwhile, as there was no news of his sons, King Sagara sent his grandson Anshuman to recover the horse. Anshuman followed the path of his uncles and soon reached Kapila Muni's hermitage. There he saw the horse wandering and felt blessed. He also saw the ashes. Perplexed at the sight, he inquired about it with Kapila Muni. Kapila Muni then narrated the incident to Anshuman. He just couldn't believe. He started weeping. Then he asked Kapila Muni, how can they be liberated? Kapila Muni responded, the river Ganga is currently in the heavens. You must bring down the river Ganga to earth. When this sacred river touches the ashes of your uncle, they will be liberated. Kapila Muni instructed morning Anshuman to take back the horse first and complete Yagna rite. Anshuman returned to his kingdom and told Sagara about what Kapila Muni had said. Sagara was disheartened when he heard the news. After the Yagna rites were completed, King Sagara made Anshuman the king and left to the forest to meditate and bring river Ganga to earth. But he died unsuccessfully. Then Anshuman throned his son Dilip and went for meditation to bring Ganga to earth. He too was unsuccessful. Thus, the task was passed on to Anshuman's son Dilip. But he too was unsuccessful in bringing river Ganga to earth. As time passed, Dilip became old and was lying on his deathbed with heavy heart as he could not finish the task. Before dying, he told his son Bhagirath, my son, you must complete the task that I failed to complete. Bhagirath vowed, father, I will not ascend the throne until I have brought the river Ganga to earth. Maharaj Dilip passed away. Bhagirath did not ascend the throne as promised to his father. Instead, he entrusted the kingdom to his minister and then went to the forest to perform penance. Bhagirath started to perform severe penance standing on one leg. Days, months, years and decades passed. He gave up food and just living on air. He was very determined and rigid in his practice. His penance pleased the Lord Brahma. Finally, Brahmadev appeared before him and said, ask for a boon, O king. Whatever you desire shall be granted to you. Let the sacred river Ganga flow down to earth from the heaven and liberate my ancestors who are in great distress, Patal Lok. This is the boon I desire, Bhagirath requested. Brahmadev said, you are granted, but it's very difficult task to bring Mother Ganga to earth. The force of the river Ganga is too powerful for earth to bear. Earth can break into millions. Bhagirath inquired, is there no solution for this? Lord Shiva can withstand the force of Ganga. You must please him, Brahmadev said. Thus, Bhagirath prayed to Lord Shiva. Shiva appeared before him and instructed him to ask for a boon. Bhagirath replied, "O Lord Shiva, please receive the force of the river Ganga as it flows down to earth." Shiva agreed out of compassion towards Bhagirath's ancestor. As Ganga jumped down from the heaven with a great speed which could destroy the whole earth within seconds, at that very moment, Shiva immediately opened his jata, matted hair and imprisoned her for many years. Once again, Bhagirath had to perform prayers to Shiva and requested to free the goddess Ganga and deliver his ancestors. Shiva agreed to his request and opened his one lock of matted hair, and a small portion of river Ganga sprung out and flowed down to earth. Thus, the river Ganga reached earth on Jyeshtha Shukla Paksha Dashama. Bhagirath led river Ganga to Patal, where his ancestors' ashes were. Meanwhile, Sid Janu was conducting a yagna sacrifice. The river Ganga carried away all the paraphernalia meant for sacrifice. Sid Janu was furious at this sight and swallowed up the entire river. Bhagirath and everyone else requested Sid Janu to release her. Sid Janu finally relented and freed Ganga through his ear. Due to this incident, Ganga bears another name called Janavi. Finally, Bhagirath led Ganga to the ashes of his 60,000 ancestors. The waters of the river flowed over the ashes and Bhagirath's ancestors were liberated. Bhagirath, who was the fifth in the generation to bring river Ganga on earth, had finally succeeded. Afterwards, Brahma appeared in front of Bhagirath and said, "The sons of King Sagara are now in heaven. They have been liberated by the sacred waters of Ganga, and an impossible task of bringing river Ganga on earth is accomplished. River Ganga now will liberate all the souls on this earth and also become the lifeline to the millions of people who live along her course. Since you accomplish this task, Ganga will also be known as Bhagirath." This is how Mother Ganga was brought to earth. The series of Ganga will continue in Ganga Part 2. King Bhagirath ki jai, Patit Pavan Ganga Maiya ki jai.